When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on your door project right now at Menards. Update your home with beautiful Mastercraft doors. Mastercraft has been building high-quality doors for over 50 years. Design your door your way with our free step-by-step design program. Or choose from our great in-stock selection. Save big on your new door at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
By far, my favorite undrafted free agent, and if I'm going to be really honest, I like this player's chances of making the initial 53 more than a few of the draft picks, which is crazy to say, and I'll explain why. Defensive tackle Evan Anderson. Fun player. The Niners like him a lot. And if you talk to any Niners coach, or if any Niners coach or GM or anybody talks about him, they all say the same thing. DJ Jones, DJ Jones, DJ Jones, DJ Jones. And you'll hear one of those clips from Chris Kucerik a little bit later on. But he comes in, Evan Anderson, number 56 on our roster countdown. He is 10 spots higher than any other undrafted free agent on this list. He is higher than two draft picks, Jared Kingston and Tatum Bethune, on this list. Not because I think the 49ers think he's a better player. Obviously, they would have drafted him instead of those other players if that was the case. But rather, you look at the defensive tackle depth chart, there's nobody really to play this role outside of him. There's a couple guys. But the path to the 53 for Evan Anderson is very clean, very simple. You got to beat out one dude. That's really it. And we'll talk about who that guy is and if that's possible. Now, shout out to Josh. You know, he came through with the clutch on today's show. And, man, we were all close. We did four rankings, 1 through 91. His highest ranking, Evan Anderson, was 54. His lowest was 58. Comes in at 56. Like, everybody recognizes. And the 49ers paid this dude. Most guaranteed money of all the undrafted free agents by a considerable margin. And he's making more guaranteed money than four other defensive tackles on the roster already. So this guy's going to be around. I wanted to do a Matrix-like intro. Mr. Anderson. But I can't do it well, but still had to kind of throw it in there. So let's learn about who Evan Anderson is. Because nose tackle, defensive tackle, he's going to play the 2-eye role, the inside the guard lineup. Wearing jersey number 66. Don't like that jersey number. 6'1", 320. Now, understand, he weighed in at 350 at one point in college. And whenever he did his pro day, he was down to 320. The 49ers target rate for him is 315. So he's got to lose a little bit more. But he's the biggest defensive lineman we have. Kalia Davis, 310. Malik Collins, 310. And, you know, their target for Evan Anderson's 315. 32-inch arms, 22 years old. This is, again, what are the things that are so different about this kid? He's 4 years younger than any other Niners defensive lineman. Kalia Davis, who was drafted, you know, 2 years ago, is 26. This kid's 22, 4 years younger than the next youngest defensive lineman. He's just a young pup. It's just what it is. Not very fast, and at that size makes sense. Ran a 5.32, 40, not great. 8.23 cone, not great. Doesn't have the change of direction. Doesn't have the top end speed. 30-inch vertical, that's impressive. 8.3 broad jump, all right. 31 bench press reps. Strength, size, leverage. That's what he is. And, you know, he was not invited to the combine. So you don't get all the metrics as far as plugging into mock draftable and the computer spitting things out. But you go look up DJ Jones. Man, he's a slower but stronger DJ Jones, and they're almost identical everywhere. Same height, same weight, same arm length, a lot of those things. Slower than DJ Jones, but stronger and could jump higher. So, like, he's just got a little bit more power than DJ Jones has. And let's go to Chris Kucerik, the 49ers D-line coach, just on what it is that he likes about Evan Anderson and why they thought he was a fit.
Yeah, you know, and another guy, you know, just watching Evan play in college, you know, I think he's, you know, that's about his weight. You know, I think he's down to about 315 right now, which is good, kind of the targeted weight we kind of envisioning. But just watching him play in college, you know, just every time I plugged on the tape of him, he just kind of reminded me of a guy we've had here in the past, DJ Jones. Mm-hmm. You know, with just the
strong
with explosive traits in his lower body to be able to really, you know, explode out of his stance, recreate a line of scrimmage, knock back guards. You know, some of the things that DJ Jones did for us down there, playing the 2-eye. You know, from 2019 through 21. You know, and just the effect that, you know, DJ had on teams in the run game, you know, blocking him at the 2-eye was, it made things difficult for other teams in the run game. And, you know, I saw a lot of those same qualities in Evan. Really quick feet, can change directions really fast, has, you know, really thick, explosive lower body, has natural leverage built into his body. So, you know, he's another young guy that we're really excited, you know, just to see, you know, him come in here every single day and work as hard as he can and stack one day on top of the next and get a little bit better every single day and see where, you know, ends up.
You got to see, you know, he can have all the traits, he can have all the stuff, but, you know, until you put it together, that's what we got to see. So will the 49ers continue their path of redshirting these type of guys, stashing them, or is he going to have a chance for playing time? Well, we'll figure that out when we dive into the depth chart. But let's go back to what Evan Anderson was before he went to Florida Atlantic. Jones High School, raised in Orlando, West Orlando, Florida, and criminal justice major, three-star recruit coming out of high school. And, you know, he had a lot of scholarship offers, USF, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, Toledo, lots of them. Goes to Florida Atlantic and kind of rotated in from an early age. But again, remember, he was 350 plus at a few points during college. It just took a while to figure out, man, what do? Do you stay huge or do you get in shape better? Like, where is he at? 49ers think he needs to lighten up a lot. So we'll see what it is. Was voted team captain in college and is seen as a true nose tackle. That's what he played. And it's kind of cool. I like Florida Atlantic's uniforms. He wore number 8. You 350 pounds in a single-digit jersey. I'm just saying. I ain't even mad. I'm not even mad. So he's a true nose, similar to DJ Jones. He'll play that Kinlaw, DJ Jones, Earl Mitchell, if you want to go back that far. That's the type of guy he's going to be. Third-team All-ACC last year, second-team Conference USA in 2022, and they gave him $280,000 total guaranteed. Over $250,000. And whenever he got the deal, I don't know if you saw, you go watch the video. It's pretty cool. He does a front flip into the pool, which is impressive at 320 pounds. Whenever he found out he was signed with the Niners, very, very excited, all that stuff, which is fun. And, you know, even Matt Maiocco came out and said, quote, this basically guarantees defensive tackle Evan Anderson at least a spot on the 49ers practice squad as a rookie. The minimum salary for practice squad players for the full season is $225,000. He already got $280,000. So even if Evan Anderson doesn't make the roster, the Niners are going to be able to keep him on the practice squad as long as somebody doesn't sign him to their active 53. But the fact that he was an undrafted free agent means a lot of teams already passed on him. We'll talk about why here in a second. So, you know, what is it that he brings? The 49ers met with him. So before the draft, he's a run plugger, massive human, played 535 snaps last year. That's quite a few. Most of them, he's a run guy. 154 in the A gap, 361 in the B gap. We're going to kick him into the A gap. 2Y inside of the guard, in between the guard and the center. That's where he's going to play predominantly. You'll rotate and shift and things like that, but mostly that's where he's going to play. You look at his PFF grades, 79.3 overall, very good. 70.5 pass rush, that's not bad. It's really not bad, but he's not clearing players consistently. I'll talk about that in a minute in the film grade, which if you want to watch the All-22 breakdown, we've got one up on the 49ersrush.com. One of his All-22 game tapes. He's a good player. It's a fun watch. But where he makes his money, 83.7 run defense grade. That's great. That's not good. That's not above average. That's great. That's great. 8.2% run stop rate. That's also elite. This dude makes defensive run stops by himself on the regular. On the regular. Now, my film write-up on him, run stuffer, really strong. You see, this dude's stronger than DJ Jones. I mean, he's built like a tank. And if he's coming at 315 with not a lot of bad weight on him, it's not like this is a big old fat dude. That's not what this is. This dude is a massive, wide tank. great hands, but size limits his mobility. If he's losing weight, the mobility should increase. He's going to have to get in really good NFL shape. That's going to take more of a year because, you know, he's going through the whole draft and workout and pro day stuff. You give this dude a year to work on his body, you're going to get a different player next year. It just takes time. It takes time. Likes to hit and will not miss an opportunity to hit the quarterback or ball carry late. This guy doesn't watch. He feeds off of violence, and if he chases a play down, which you see every now and then, he's not going to just pull up and start jogging back to the huddle. He's falling on somebody. He likes contact. He likes violent. That's a good thing. You got to be careful with the penalties, but I'll take a big man that hustles and wants to get on the pile. That's huge, and you see it a couple times. He knocked a quarterback out. I forget which game it was I was watching, but like quarterback kind of like fell forward on a run scramble play, and he fell on top of him, quarterback right out of the game. Like 350 pounds falls on you, you're going to feel it. It's going to happen. So you want to keep that up. You want to be smart, but you know, this is a team captain guy, a lot of playing time under his belt. So like, he's played 39 games. And the fact that he was voted a team captain, he was a starter, but he rotated a lot. Those big guys don't play a lot, but to be voted a team captain, that should tell you something. Violent hands, but doesn't clear well. So you'll see him pop a center or a guard, and the guard or center will move, but he doesn't clear well. He doesn't get to where he posts behind him and stacks him to where he can make a play. A lot of times he'll knock the center or the guard out of the way, but the center guard will be able to recover and come back and still get in his way. He needs some development with hand technique. Thankfully, he's got Bosa. Thankfully, he's got Hargrave, Chris Kucerik. He's gone to a place that's going to address his biggest deficiency. Effort's good for a man his size. Stunts well. I liked his stunts. He constantly is helping teammates. He's going to be a linebacker's best friend, and he's going to help defensive ends get sacks on the inside, where he picks the tackle or guard, and then the defensive end comes underneath. That's going to happen. He's really good at that. I mean, he clears some dudes. So you look at the stats, 148 career tackles, 20 tackles for losses, 8 sacks, which is impressive. Don't think he's going to get a lot of sacks in the NFL. It just, you want him out there first and second down, goal line, things like that. That's where he belongs. 2 pass breakups, 3 fumble recoveries. That's a testament to effort, which is huge. I love that. I love that. Now, listen to these. Again, we talked about the guaranteed money, which is huge. Always follow the money. That tells you what the team thinks about a player. He has more guaranteed money than Khalil Davis, Shaquille Brown, T.Y. McGill, and Alex Barrett. That's huge. Does that mean he's going to make the 53? I don't think so. But this dude is practice squad guaranteed no matter what. Now, you look at the defensive tackle depth chart. Like, here are the locks. You got Hargrave, Malik Collins, Jordan Elliott, Kevin Givens. That's 4. There's four of them. So you're too deep on the defensive line. You usually keep 5 to 6. Kalia Davis, T.Y. McGill, Evan Anderson, and Alex Barrett, Shaquille Brown. Those guys are fighting for 1 to 2 spots. I truly do believe he comes at 56 on this countdown. I think Evan Anderson has a wonderful chance to make this 53-man roster. I really, really. He's going to come down to one of the last bets. Can he beat out Kalia Davis? Can he beat out T.Y. McGill? And show, like, look, these are, you know, they've been around the league a little bit longer, T.Y. McGill, for a long time. But if he can show, look, man, I can hold my own against double teams, Evan Anderson's making this roster. If he can stop versus duo, he's making this roster. So you watch 66 in those preseason games. When he gets double teamed, if he doesn't get pushed back, he's making the roster. He is. And I think there's space for Kalia Davis and Evan Anderson. Now there's a little bit of competition with, man, the 49ers, do they keep 6 edge players and 5 tackles? Or do they keep 6 tackles and 5 edge players? Like, what's that going to be? It's going to be, can Evan Anderson prove you need me on your 53 in this rotation because I will help stop the run, especially while Dre Greenlaw's out. So if the young pup, 22 years old, 4 years younger than any of these other defensive tackles, can show I can hold my own versus double team, get this dude on your roster. Worst case practice squad, but I'm telling you, I'm a betting man. If there was a prop out there, Evan Anderson, I think, is going to make this 53. And even if he doesn't, we'll see him at some point this year. Hopefully everybody stays healthy, and that's not the reason why. But I want to see number 66, Evan Anderson, out there holding his own versus double teams and proving, man, you got to keep and develop this guy. And in a year, 2 years down the road, maybe he's competing for that number 3, number 2 defensive tackle role. Oh, nobody would be happier than me. So Evan Anderson, by far one of my favorite rookies. Even though he wasn't drafted, he's going to be a force this year. And I hope it's for the 49ers. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert build portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invest the money for you. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, and let me just say this, I've used Acorns app for years. Very little work, you put it in, you pick your portfolio, it goes in, and it gives your money a chance to grow with Acorns. It's been incredible. I cannot recommend the Acorns app any more than I already do. I use it personally, and my family uses it personally. I recommend it all the time. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial, compensation provides incentive for positive promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Did you know Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in over 30 states, including California, Florida, Georgia, and Texas? You sign up today and you get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. All you do is pick two players, whether they're going to do more or less. It's easy. You think Justin Jefferson's going to get more than 83.5 yards this week? Let's say you just want to focus on 49ers. Brock Purdy, more or less 229.5 passing yards. Brandon Ayuk, he struggled, 64.5 receiving yards. If you think they're going to hit that, you just pick two. If you're right, you get paid. That simple. And so whatever it is you want, download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's promo code 49ers. So go check out Prize Picks. Run your game. All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Click here for tickets. brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down, you can see our pre-party, you can see our tailgate, you pick what you want to do there, and right now the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there, you get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful. From 49ers practice squad to Super Bowl stud, all in 1 year, veteran wide receiver Chris Conley, who's well-journeyed throughout the NFL, comes in number 55 on our roster countdown for 2024. And, like, it's weird because Conley was so – we'll detail what he did in the Super Bowl, five of his plays that were just gigantic. But it seems like this dude earned a spot. You know what I mean? And then the Niners keep all their wide receivers, which is great news. They go out and spend a first-round pick on Ricky Pearsall, fourth-round pick on Cowing. But still, Chris Conley's here. And you got Danny Gray and you got Ronnie Bell, the young pups that are kind of waiting in the wings. Like, the 49ers have turned from great starter wide receivers, no depth, to, man, great starter wide receivers, good veteran depth, amazing young draft pick, you know, freshman, you know, rookie, sophomore, wide receiver. They got it all. You want top end stars, you want vets, you want high draft picks. Yes, 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 they got it all. Now, Chris Conley, I want to say thank you to Josh, producer of today's episode. Chris Conley was 64 last year, comes in 55. Now, why the jump? I just think the 49ers trust this guy way too much. He can play all three wide receiver spots. He's 31 years old, going into his 10th NFL season. And the one thing about him that stands out, athleticism off the freaking charts. This dude, his comp at the combine is Calvin Johnson, Donovan Peoples-Jones. Like, you're talking freak athletic specimens. Dude broke the record for the highest vertical ever at the combine, 45-inch vertical. And I mean he's a freak. So you look at his jersey numbers. Last year he had two of them, 17 and 84. This year he's 18. He took Debo's old number, right? 6'3", 205. We don't have anybody else built like him in our wide receiver room, not one. 33 3/4-inch arms. Those are offensive he has longer arms than Colton McKivitz, our right tackle. He's 31 years old. A 4.35 40-yard dash, 7.063 cone, 45-inch vertical, like I said, combine record, 11.7 broad jump, that's top 99 percentile, 18 bench press reps. This dude is an athletic specimen. And whenever you see him, which, you know, I had the opportunity to be kind of close up, you know, on the sidelines last year, dude's still jacked. He is in shape. There's no doubt about it. Now, you go back to just the journey that he has had, which, you know, he was drafted by Andy Reid. He's been in the NFL for 10 years and a lot of different teams. He's a North Paulding, Dallas, Georgia guy. Used to live up around those parts. Journalism major, 3-star recruit, went to Georgia, was with the Bulldogs. Military kid. His dad was in the United States Air Force. Mother was a teacher. And in fact, he was born on an Air Force base in Adana, Turkey. So you've got the discipline, you've got the education aspect, all those things. Family very, very religious. He was actually named Christian at birth. Fun story that we found. Shout out to Josh here. He won a science fair in elementary school, and the prize was $5,000 and a family trip to Chicago to meet Bob Villa. Talk about a blast from the past. Where are my Home Improvement fans at? Yeah, and, you know, his personality's impressive, big-time superhero guy, and even whenever he was in Georgia, at the University of Georgia, directed, starred, and created a Star Wars fan film called Retribution. So, man of many talents. That's all I got to say. He's part of the Southeastern Conference and NCAA Student Advisory Committees. He's done a lot of stuff. Now, bounced around the league a lot. No doubt about that. You just look at the teams that he's been with. You know, he was drafted in the third round. by Andy Reid and the Chiefs in 2015, then went to the Jaguars, went to Houston, went back to Kansas City, went to the Titans. Now he's with the Niners. So he's been all over the place. Now, the things that the 49ers like about him, he's a veteran and a room full of relatively young wide receivers. I don't consider Debo young anymore. I don't consider Ayuk young anymore, but he's been in the league twice as long as they have. So it's different. You had guys like Willie Snead around in the past. He's gone. This is the old hat in the room. You've got your, you know, your stars, and now you got your young pups, but he's the veteran guy that you could trust. Played a huge role, not only on the practice squad last year, but just look at what he did in the Super Bowl. Debo gets hurt, his hamstring in the first quarter. Chris Conley comes in at wide receiver, and I remember this play vividly. He ran a corner route to the left side. On this play, we had Elijah Mitchell in, we had Chris Conley in, we had Ray-Ray McCloud in. Like, all of our stud, quote-unquote, playmakers were out. Dude catches an 18-yard corner route. Perfect pass from Brock Purdy at such a big moment because we lost, like, we lost Greenlaw, then Debo goes down, and then boom, right here. Huge play. Not only that, he made three gigantic plays on special teams. He had the down punt inside the 3-yard line. He had a tackle on Richie James at the 10-yard line off of a punt, and then he clotheslined Richie James later in the fourth quarter at the 14-yard line. Huge plays. You look at what he, you know, just, he was the second highest score from PFF in the Super Bowl. Limited snaps, I understand that, but still, he made big plays when he got the opportunity, and that's huge. Now, if we back up and we look at what Chris Conley did for the whole entire season, 110 offensive snaps, that's 22%, 76 special team snaps, all right, not bad. He's done good whenever he's given the opportunity, and he's one of the few wide receivers that they let play everywhere. He's played the Ayuk role X, he's played the Debo role Z, and he can do slot stuff. So that's one of the things that is different, because with Pearsall and Cowing and Ronnie Bell, are they going to trust those guys to play multiple spots? The versatility that Chris Conley brings, the trust, that's so key when we're talking about Chris Conley. The coaching staff trust him. You know you're going to, what you're going to get with him. Now, look at his PFF grades. Not the best. 60.6 overall last year, not great. 57.6 receiving, not great. 69 score special teams, nice, great one. Had an 87.1 PFF grade in the Super Bowl. That's huge. And then you look at the run blocking. 84.2 grade. The highest grade all year for all wide receivers on the 49ers. That's better than Juwan Jennings. It's actually better than George Kittle. This guy does what you want. Do you get the elite playmaking ability? Has the athleticism dipped a little bit? Sure, but he's a beast. He does what you want to do. Is he an all-star? Should he start? No. But if you get an injury, which I used to miss time, Jennings has missed time, Debo's missed time, I trust this guy much more so than a lot of the wide receivers that are back behind him. Now, obviously, Ricky Pearsall is different. Jacob Cowing, we'll see. He didn't even get a practice in OTAs or minicamp, but pictures did come out. He's practicing with Debo and Pearsall and a couple other people out there now, so that's good news. But we'll see. There's value to be had with somebody you trust and has already shown he could do it in big-time moments. Special teams alone. Dude made three key special teams plays in the Super Bowl. Now, he was drafted in the third round, pick 76, in 2015 by the Kansas City Chiefs. Three picks after Tevin Coleman. Three spots before Eli Harold. How cool is that? And Tyler Lockett went eight spots ahead of him. That's a fun one. You know, just the next pick that the 49ers did, Eli Harold, then Chris Conley, then DeAndre Smelter. You remember him? 49ers drafted him in the fourth round that year. Stephon Diggs went in the fifth round. It's just fun to look back at these old drafts and see where all these people went and the connections. I really, really like that. Now, as a career, 220 career receptions, just under 3,000 total yards, 15 touchdowns, 13.3 yards per catch. He's still a field stretcher. The speed, athleticism, size, vertical, that's still there. It might not be a 4.3 guy, but it's crazy what he offers this late in the game at the 31-year-old level. Now, look at the contract. This is going to tell you how the 49ers view him. One-year deal, $1.55 million. So $1.5 million. $250,000 signing bonus, $460,000 guaranteed. So this dude got about half of his contract up front. So you cut him, you don't get any of that back. Don't get any of it back. Worst case is practice squad, which is weird for a 31-year-old, but the 49ers have done that a lot at the wide receiver position. Now, you look at, usually the 49ers keep 5 to 6 wide receivers, okay? So let's go through the locks. Ayuk, 100%. Debo, 100%. Jennings, Pearsall, Cowing. Those five are your locks. Then there's three guys fighting for that last spot: Danny Gray, Ronnie Bell, Chris Conley. Those are the guys that are fighting for that last spot. And then the very back end, Trent Taylor, Tay Martin, Tariq Owens. Maybe Trent Taylor's one of those guys you put on the practice squad, but man, I don't know. Who would you rather have out there at wide receiver, Danny Gray, Ronnie Bell, or Chris Conley? For me, it's not even a competition. The only reason why I think some people would say, well, Danny Gray or Ronnie Bell is the youth upside. Maybe they could grow into something. But do the 49ers already have enough youth upside with Pearsall and Cowing, who they added after Danny Gray, after Ronnie Bell? So do you want all your backups to be huge young guys with upside, or do you want somebody you could trust? Shanahan don't trust a lot of guys. I do know that Shanahan trusts Chris Conley. And so because of that, and because of special teams, I don't know. I think Chris Conley's got a really good shot to make this roster, and that's why we got him 55. You know, he's up from where he was last year. I like this dude. He's a comfort blanket. When you see Chris Conley out there, you're not stressed. When you see number 10 back there to return a punt or out there, I get stressed. Maybe that changes with Ronnie Bell. Danny Gray, we haven't even seen. Can he stay healthy? Well, guess what? Chris Conley stayed healthy for pretty much 10 years. He had an Achilles injury back in 2015, but that was a long time ago. That was a different decade. Chris Conley just makes you feel comfortable and non-stressed. I think that there's value in that. And that's why I think he's going to make this roster as the sixth wide receiver. We'll see, though. Got to play it out in training camp and preseason games to make sure he hasn't lost a step or anything along those lines. But for us, we'll just keep counting them down.
Attention Niner fans and watch aficionados. Elevate your game with the Breitling Chronomat San Francisco 49ers Team Edition, now at Topper Jewelers. Celebrate the NFL's 104th anniversary with a Swiss-made timepiece that blends sophistication with sporting capability. Introducing the Breitling Chronomat, crafted in honor of the San Francisco 49ers, this 42-millimeter marvel features a striking crimson-white dial that finished with the iconic red and gold 49ers logo placed prominently at 9 o'clock. Limited to just 104 pieces, this watch showcases your team spirit with distinctive colors and logos. Powered by Breitling's in-house BO1 chronograph movement, it combines precision with a bold design. And with a 70-hour power reserve, 200 meters water resistance, and a sapphire crystal, it's built for both action and elegance. Catch this exclusive piece at Topper Jewelers at topperjewelers.com, where tradition meets the thrill of the game. But you'll want to hustle, because once these 104 pieces are gone, they're gone forever. Discover this 49ers edition as well as other iconic Breitling watches like the legendary Navitimer and Mighty Super Ocean, now at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in the 49ers rush to receive a special gift with your next Breitling order.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours.
Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Agent Zero time, baby. The cornerback Samuel Womack III, he's been all over this countdown. Came in as a rookie in 2022 at 50. Last year was at 31, his high point. Now he's down to 54, even lower than where he started. And now I have to be very upfront and honest. I like Samuel Womack way more than the 49ers do. I think Samuel Womack is one of the best special teams players in the NFL. Not he's the best special teams player on the 49ers. It's him, Mitch Wisnowski. Then you can get into some other guys a tier below. I love this dude. And again, it's somebody who's broken out every single special teams play for the past 2 years combined. I'm telling you, this dude's the real deal. 49ers don't see it that way, and it bothers me because our special teams units suck. They are terrible, and our coordinator continues to not just understand, put good players out there, and it works. And you got 2 years track record with this guy, healthy scratch throughout the playoffs, and it costs you the Super Bowl. I truly do believe you make one personnel decision. Instead of having Darryl Luter Jr., the rookie out there, you put out Samuel Womack. It's a different game. Ball bounces off Darryl Luter's foot on the punt, on the Peter call, which he did not respond to. It's a different game. It's a different game. But here we are. Who is Samuel Womack? What can he do for this team? Because I don't know. There's such a chasm between the way the fans feel about Womack and the way the team feels about him. And I don't know where that comes from, because, man, I've been to every single training camp practice. He doesn't have bad training camp practices. He doesn't. But, you know, everybody wanted him to be the nickel last year, or at least compete there. They wouldn't even let him practice there. He got zero reps last year at nickel. He's 5'10", 190, and they keep him outside. He's supposed to play inside. He can play sub outside, but that's not really his strength. Special teams and inside is where he should play. But you got to remember, Jimmy Ward did a podcast and said, you know, in coaching meetings, they didn't want Samuel Womack inside because he lacked the aggression, the aggressiveness to play that spot for him. So they just never put him there. Well, now they're moving him back there because he's been getting snaps there in OTAs and minicamps. So this is probably the last hurrah. If he can't crack, you know, the lineup and get some playing time, this is probably going to be it for him. Now, he switched his number. It used to be 26. Then the NFL changed the rule to where you could wear zero. He switched it to zero. He comes out of the combine 5'10", 190. A little bit smaller than the 49ers like. 6 foot, 200 is what they want. 31-inch arms, not great. He's 24 years old, still young. Ran a 4.4040, so speed's there. 1.54 10-yard dash, great. 6.8 3-cone, great. 36-inch vertical, good. 9.10 broad jump, good. He's got all the things that you kind of wanted, and I had to go back through the archives for this one. I found a video of Adam Peters, who's no longer with the team, right after the draft, when they drafted Samuel Womack. He talked about why.
With Sam, it sounds like he came on the radar late, but really I think back in August of that year, Ryan Kesnick, who's our Midwest scout, said he's one of his guys that he's convicted on. So we had our eyes on him from then. And then really just throughout the process, we noticed his ball skills, his length. Something like we really look at is a guy's length compared to their height, and he measures it like a six-foot guy. And he actually saw that in some of the preseason games this year, able to get that ball out on the interception and then making the play over the middle. So really, I think it was another collaborative effort with our scouts. Our R&D loved him in terms of his metrics and all that. So we're really excited where he's at, and hopefully he's competing for a spot right now.
And so, look, scouts, R&D, GM, they love him. Coaches, for some reason, don't. And it's crazy to me because he's the first one out there on the field from all the corners all the time. Every day, he's the first one out there. He's not getting any reps with the ones. He's not getting any reps at nickel. This is last year's training camp. He was the first one out there. Now, the safeties are always the first ones out. Hufanga, Jair Brown, those are your first two players on the field every single day. But from the cornerback room, Samuel Womack was the first one out every day. So I don't know where the disconnect is. It's not like he's out there loafing in practice or whatever, but there's some type of misconnect. Now, let's jump back. Let's go through his journey to get on the 49ers and what makes him special. He's a Michigan guy. Grew up very close to Ambry Thomas, and they knew each other growing up just outside of Detroit. He went to East English Village Prep, the Mighty Bulldogs, baby, in Michigan. Was a two-star recruit and went to Toledo, the Rockets. He was awesome there. But in high school, first team All-City, All-Metro, All-State, his senior year in high school. Had 1,000 yards receiving as a senior. Ball skills are there. Dude gets interceptions, gets his hands on the football consistently. 20 touchdown catches, 11 interceptions on defense. I mean, unbelievable what he was able to do in high school. Then he goes to Toledo and gets coached by Hank Poteet, who was in the NFL for, like, I don't know, over a decade. So that was cool. Had some ups and downs, but, man, he showed that he could play, the versatility, the special teams, all those things were there. It became a fan favorite last year. Really, really did. Like, everybody thought it was going to be Charvarius Ward, Diamador Lenore, and Samuel Womack. Never got the opportunity, sadly. Now, he did get a couple games where he got to play out there. Played 15% of the defensive snaps, 57% of the special team snaps in 2022. But then in 2023, he was only activated, got snaps in 7 games. And it's not like he was bad, but they only kept him at outside corner. That's not where he probably should play. Had 70 snaps last year, 2023, 105 special team snaps. And it was bad. Out there at the outside corner spot, it was bad. That's not where he should play. That's not where he's 5'10", 190. Dude should be playing inside. That's where he should be. They're moving him there now. We'll see what translates there. Now, if you look at the PFF scores, 66.5 overall, not bad. 65.7 run game, not bad. 65.7 coverage, not bad. 75 grade on special teams, which is the first of all the 49ers. The best special teams grade. The film shows it. Analytics shows it. Dude is consistently great on special teams. And again, I don't want to go back to the special teams in the Super Bowl again, but good Lord. Anyway. Now, hasn't played much. His rookie deal, 4-year, $3.9 million. He's earned $1.6 million so far, only played in 7 games. Now, how is he going to make the roster? 49ers usually keep 5 to 6 corners on their initial 53. Here are your locks. Charvarius Ward, Diamador Lenore, Renardo Green, Isaac Yiadom. You look at the contract, he's taking first-team snaps, through OTAs and minicamp. Those are your 4 locks. Now, you've got 1 to 2 spots left. Daryl Luter Jr., Rocky Sin, Ambry Thomas, Chase Lucas, Samuel Womack, Kamon Hall. It doesn't look good. I mean, personally, I'm keeping this dude if the choice is mine. If I was in charge of this depth chart, I would keep the 4 locks, Ward, Demo, Green, Yiadom. I'm keeping Daryl Luter Jr. and I'm keeping Samuel Womack. And I'm telling my special teams coordinator, Agent Zero's out there on all special teams, period. The conversation's over. He's going to be activated. We suck at special teams. Why would you not activate your best special teamer? I don't know. Something is not right. And I understand I am not in the building all the time. I get that. I understand that. So maybe it's a personality issue. Maybe he just clashes with coaches. I don't know. I've never seen that at all the training camp practices I've been to. I've never seen it at all the games I've been to. But something's weird here. And we only get so much of the perspective. But I'm telling you right now, Samuel Womack is the best special teams player the 49ers have on this roster. It's not even close between him and George Odom. It's not even close. It's not close. You look at the production. You look at what he's done. I don't know. You talk special teams, you're going to get me upset. or at least the lack of special teams. And it's an easily coached position unit. You just got to put your studs out there, little B studs. Womack is a stud. He makes this team better. And I know I'm higher on him than the team is, but I tell you what, if he doesn't make this 53, goes to another team, I don't want it to be, I hate doing the I told you so stuff. I don't like that. I'm telling you, this dude is a stud special teamer of the NFL. Let the dude play, man. Let the dude play. I hope he sticks around. Hope he makes the 53. Hope we have him next year for the last year of his rookie deal. Get this dude on the field. We're better with him. We're better with him. All right, I'm going to calm down. And for us, we'll just keep counting down.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme. Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So